And now it's time for Moments in Faith with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Good morning. Tomorrow, Thursday, May 7th, is our country's National Day of Prayer. The National Day of Prayer is an annual event established by an act of Congress which encourages Americans to pray for our nation, its people, and its leaders. The National Day of Prayer Task Force concentrates on the need to pray for those in leadership on all levels of national, church, and educational areas of influence. The National Day of Prayer is observed the first Thursday in May. Now, days of prayer have been called for since 1775, when the First Continental Congress designated a time for prayer in forming a new nation. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln called for such a day. Officially, the National Day of Prayer was established as an annual event by an act of Congress in 1952 and was signed into law by President Truman. The law was amended in 1988 and signed by President Ronald Reagan, establishing the National Day of Prayer as the first Thursday of May each year. Prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is an act of worship, and we bring our petitions before God with our hearts and lips, offering up praise and thanksgiving to God. There's no greater privilege for the Christian than that of prayer. What should move us to pray? God commands it. He promises our needs and those of our neighbors, and gratitude for blessings received should move us to pray. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And he who knocks, it will be opened. Call upon me in the day of trouble, says God, and I will deliver you. The leper prayed for his own need. The centurion prayed for his servant. The healed leper's gratitude moved him to thank Jesus. What should we ask of God in prayer? Everything that leads to the glory of God and to our own and our neighbor's welfare, both spiritual and bodily blessings. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then, how should we pray? We should pray in the name of Jesus and faith in Him as our Redeemer. Jesus says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you. And ask with confidence, that is, with firm trust, that for Jesus' sake, our prayer will be answered. For whom should we pray? We pray for ourselves, all other people, even our enemies. Where should we pray? We should pray everywhere, especially in private when we're alone, yet also in a family circle or in public worship. When should we pray? We should pray at all times, especially in time of trouble. Pray without ceasing, says the Bible. Call upon me in the day of trouble, says God, and I will deliver you. In 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, help us to seek your face, to turn from our evil and wicked ways, and to turn towards you. Grant us your forgiveness and hear us as you have promised. Guide our nation, its people, and its leaders, so that in all things we may be led by you. We ask that you hear us. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma. Pastor Nutter and all the families of faith invite you to worship with them Sundays. Worship services are at 8 and 10:30 a.m. with Sunday school and adult Bible study at 9:15. Faith Lutheran Church is located at the corner of Wilson Avenue and Bragg Circle in Tullahoma.